Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Being a state lawmaker means fixing deficits and adjusting taxes. You can choose license plate colors, declare sangria to be the state beverage. That might be controversial. How about a state book? There's a weighty issue for Louisiana lawmakers who got the idea from citizen Randy Dill. He's even picked the book he wants.
The Bible was their main inspiration, along with our forefathers, Washington and all of them. They looked to it for their inspiration for our country, to call upon God to help us. And God's intervened in our nation so many times.
It's Louisiana citizen Randy Dill speaking to KTBS in Shreveport this year. Lawmakers have forced a state house vote on making the King James Bible the state book of Louisiana, which has alarmed Zach Coplin, our next guest and a student at Rice University in neighboring Texas, who's already been advocating for more than a year to overturn Louisiana's Science Education Act, which allows religion-based creationism to be taught in public schools. Zach Coplin, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
So what is wrong with Louisiana wanting to have a state book, and it happens to be the King James Bible?
The problem is the King James Bible doesn't actually represent the beliefs of the majority of Louisiana, whether it be Catholic or Hindu or Muslim or non-religious. There's a wide diversity of beliefs in the state, which is why we have an established separation of church and state.
Except for the state bird, it's not like anybody polled the citizens of the state and figured out if everybody loves cardinals, and that becomes the state bird. I mean, I don't feel constrained to love a bird that's not my state bird in the state of New York.
Yeah, but the whole point is that there is a solid wall of separation. There's no requirement for everyone to read it if it's a state book, but it's an official endorsement of religion to make the King James Bible the state book.
What can you do about this?
People from all over the country can actually call in and tell the Louisiana legislature, the House and the Senate, to vote down this bill because it's unconstitutional, and we'll end up with a court case that'll cost money. Now, if you're in Louisiana, you can actually show up and testify in opposition to this bill.
Now, they may be just doing this for political grandstanding. I mean, they know it's unconstitutional, that it'll get struck down, and they're just doing it to make their own point.
I mean, there are a lot of laws that I would regard as unconstitutional that exist in Louisiana, from an old 1981 law called the Balanced Treatment for Creation Science Act, which it was struck down by the Supreme Court, one of the most important rulings on creationism that's ever happened, but the state legislature refused to take it off the books. And one of the legislators who also sponsored the follow-up creationism law we have today in Louisiana said they wanted to keep it just in case the court ever reversed its decision.
Most people don't know the state bird of their state, the state song of their state, the, you know, state, you know, dish of their state. And I suspect that most people in Louisiana won't know the state book if this gets passed once the headlines are done. What do you think Louisiana is doing here? Just expressing a kind of free speech, thumbing your nose at the rest of the country? Or is it more like Eastern Ukraine? They're trying to break away.
I wouldn't really put it either way. I would say this is more an action of a couple of lawmakers. And now that it's been introduced, there may be a lot of pressure from outside religious groups to make sure this passes. But I think this is from certain lawmakers who aren't thinking fully about the diversity of views in their own state. The King James Bible is not a Catholic book. The Catholic Church uses a different Bible, but the state itself is very Catholic. Even if we're going to, say, cut out everyone who's not Christian, this doesn't even reflect the views of many, many Christians in the state, Catholics and then Protestants who don't want to violate the separation of church and state. So this, I just don't think this is an accurate representation of the views of the people of Louisiana.
Zach Coplin, a student at Rice University, created and leads the Repeal Creationism campaign to overturn Louisiana's Science Education Act. He also opposes the proposed state book, being the King James Bible in the state of Louisiana. Zach Coplin, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.